So listen, you're an average guy out there, and your lifelong dream, Boomer, was to get a job in the NFL, right?
Right.
So what did you do? You went to see the New York Jets. You figure I'm a New Yorker, New Jersey, whatever it may be.
Right.
Great organization, good owner, nice team, great GM, blah, 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 right?
Yep.
So you get a job, and you're thrilled with that job, and you pour your heart and soul and sweat and blood and tears into working for the Jets, and you're making 28.5. You're a low-level guy, but you're in the door working for the Jets, right?
Okay.
And boy, is life grand. Back-to-back AFC Championship games. Everybody's happy, right?
That's right.
And then you get a little email, and you get an email from the human resource director of the Jets, right?
Oh, boy.
And the HR guy or gal sends you an email saying, listen, you've been a valued employee in the last 2 years that you've been here, but as you may have heard, we might very well be having a little work stoppage here for a variety of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We need you to pitch in. Now, yes, 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 Darrell Revis just got more money than Moses. And yes, you're only making 28.5, right?
Right.
But you are not going to be taking an unpaid day off every week until we can figure this mess out.
You know what I would
say? How about that guy?
I'd be like, you know, wait a minute, time out. I thought you guys had these television contracts to foot the bill
right,
just in case you don't have
I'll give you one better. Let's just say that you own a bar and grill somewhere near Sea Caucus, right?
That's right.
And you count on business from the Jets and the Giants, right?
That's right.
What about you? Let's say you're a guy that works a couple of jobs. You're a hardworking American, right?
Okay.
And let's just say, for argument's sake, Boomer Esiason, that you supplement your income by working at the concession stands at the Meadowlands. Or maybe you're the guy that takes the ticket for the game or
maybe
parking.
Maybe you work in the Jet and Giants shop.
That's
over
right.
There.
Yeah. That's right. What happens to that guy? See, there's all these other people out there that nobody cares about. Let's say you're a guy.
Let's say you work on the show that Charlie Sheen just pulled out of.
Okay, but we're not talking
about that. How about that? Were we talking about that yesterday? And you said, well, you're in this business. You know this is going to happen every now. Blah, blah, blah. You're screaming and yelling. Why is this any different than that yesterday?
Except Charlie Sheen offered to pay all their salaries.
No, he didn't.
Okay? Let's say you're a guy that works for New Jersey Transit. And you make extra money on a Sunday because you have an extra bus route from Manhattan to the Meadowlands because that's the new route, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Too bad. Because Darrell Revis is making so much money, he needs to make more. Because Woody Johnson, who's a billionaire, needs to make more.
Yeah, but Darrell Revis, is not getting paid at
Let
that time.
Let me give you one more person.
I'll give you one more person.
You're the average guy out there, Boomer.
Right.
And you're busting your ass, right? And you got a family, you got three kids, a wife who stays home to raise the kids, doing a great job. And you're getting by making $65,000 a year.
Okay.
And you are busting your ass to do it, right?
I get it, yeah.
And maybe you're lucky enough to go out for one mini vacation down the Jersey Shore every year. And you go out for dinner once a month. And times are tough, right? And you're thankful you even have a job making 65 grand. But damn it, the Jets or the Giants mean the world to you. And you want to make sure that you pass that love of football onto your kids. So you save up all your shekels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you make sure that once a year, you bring your two boys and your wife to a football game because it's the American way, right? Right?
Right.
And then you open up the paper today and you hear billionaire owners bitching. You hear multi-millionaire players bitching. And you say to yourself, are you out of your mind? I'm making 65 grand a year. Once a year, I'm fortunate enough to take my two boys and my wife to a game, and I pay $40 to park, and on the secondary market, I'm dropping a nickel on tickets, right?
Right.
And it's $9 for a hot dog, and $12 for a beer, and $8 for a hot chocolate. But you know what? It's important to me that my kids experience that. And then you wake up and you read the front page of the paper, and these billionaires are arguing over how to split $9 billion. Does anybody care about that guy making 65 grand? You know who cares about him?
Boomer and Craig.
That's right, baby.
Right.
That's right. We care about you. We got you back. No one else cares about you. We care about you. And that's the story here that's not being told.
It is being told.
It ain't about the owners. It ain't about the players. It's about me, God damn it. And I want to enjoy my football. Don't take it away from me.